Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot Sad Foot. I'm Darren Miller. I'm joined with Vince LaRosa out in the plaza. Where
are you? I'm in the plaza. Look, people are trying to get in. I'm
right
in Pepsi Plaza. I'm right in Pepsi Plaza. Yeah, we
that
got
guy,
fans.
That guy approves.
Yeah.
We did it.
I got my fans out here.
Well, that was something. Happy 420, everybody. I'm here. I'm in the press box after the game. Well, there's no press here anymore. It's just me.
We are literally in the same place, but not at all.
We're in two very different worlds right now. That match was a very different world. That was, I don't know what to make of that. We got a lot to unpack here, I feel like. You want to give any initial reactions before we get into? We got a lot going on in the chat. We got some callers waiting in the wings here.
Yeah, I'll go a little bit because, you know, I got to run off to try to grab a bus home.
Let's do it.
I think, if I'm being honest, I don't think LAFC really deserved much from that game, yet somehow got a point. So that's, I mean, depending on how you want to look at it, you're like, this is a resilient team that can find ways to score goals at the end of games and get a draw even when they're not playing well. Or you could look at it as for 90 plus minutes, they were like very abject at attacking. Like, other than set pieces for both teams, really, but the Red Bulls had a little bit better in terms of open attacking. Like, LAFC didn't do much. And so that's pretty frustrating. I've seen in the chat a lot of people saying great performance from Chanot. That was actually really cool for a player to step in his first start and look so calm on the ball and really kind of direct our passing. It's something we've missed from our center backs all season. It was interesting to see LAFC try to pass through a team for once. But then once they got into the front three, I mean, look, Boanga had two goals tonight, but other than that, I mean, it's weird to say, but other than that, because he has two goals and they tie the game. But honestly, they weren't doing anything. They were just so bad as the front three. They were just, or they weren't even bad. They were just anonymous. Like, they weren't part of the game. And I thought if anyone, it's funny, Boanga was man of the match. If anyone should have been man of the match, it should have been Chanot or Timothy Tillman. I know they were both great.
I felt the same way. Tillman kept finding ways to get the ball through when it didn't seem like it was going to get through. He kept having, I think, was the only one on the pitch with, both of them, I guess, were the only two people on the pitch with good ideas when it seemed mm-hmm. like no one had any good ideas tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally agree with that. Chanot, I'm not going to compare him to Chiellini, but he had something that we miss since Chiellini, which is that just like, in high-pressure situations, it's clear that he is calm and he is fine and he's like, this is not pressing me at all.
Right.
And I think we've really been missing that. Clearly, an own goal illustrates a situation similar to that where it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And is it like,
tough moment to go right into the game and have the ball go hit you.
We'll
right
get into that for sure. I mean, that's my number one sad foot if we're going to get into it. But before, I just want to make sure, I don't know if you have to go right away, but before you go, I do think a lot of people are going to ask who the fuck Muller is. So yeah. Do you know anything about this?
He's been playing with LAFC too. And so he came over from, I believe he's German. I could be wrong, but he's been playing
great
with LAFC
guess
too.
With the name.
Yeah, he's been playing with LAFC 2. He's been doing well. He actually assisted on Ordaz's goal in the last game with LAFC 2. He's an interesting player. I don't know. The step up from LAFC 2 to, say, the big team is huge. But he showed in that moment the ability to shift the ball, get between defenders, and get that shot off. That's something that, like, literally we missed almost the entire game. So for him to do that in that moment, I thought he was better than Ordaz in the game. And Ordaz, he gives you a lot of energy. He'll chase down plays. He'll finish plays, which I'll give him credit for. But every time the ball seemed to get played into him, he just did not seem ready. Whereas Mueller, you know, he gets the ball to his feet and he knows exactly what he wants to do with it. So that's saying a lot about a kid that's, you know, this is his first time up at the top level.
Yeah, he had a couple chances. I mean, that shot on goal was not what I expected. I didn't expect that to be on goal. And
yeah,
he'd made the most of his chances, like you said, or Daz did not really. You know, sound off in the chat. Mueller, what do you think?
Yeah, what does the umlaut mean? I don't know.
Anyone, any linguistic professors in the chat, please let us know. Yeah, the jersey does spell it out. It does tell us exactly what the right answer is. Daniel Adams in the chat here had my thought exactly, at least in the first half. Why did the players seem like they participated in the 420 festivities? Oh, and he does even specify the first half like I do too. It was a very odd, crazy that it was 420 because the first half was rough in a lot of ways, but really like different than the way a first half is normally rough. Like it was strange, weird ticky-tack mistakes and mishaps, and it was kind of like they were a little high. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like it was just like they were all weird. They were all acting like they were playing on their heels.
Yeah. Oh, I think they were shell shocked by what happened. I mean,
fair.
What Aaron Long has to do to save a goal there is a big time play by him. But then for him to get a serious injury, and then you sub in Eddie, and immediately they score. I think that they were just shell shocked, and then it took them 10 minutes because I don't think that they were great in the first half, but I thought that after about 10 to 15 minutes after the goal, they started to figure it out. And I think what it was Steve seemed to ask Tillman and Ilya to play closer and told Bwanga to go, or not Bwanga, Bogush to go further up. So they went from having like a flat three or even one with two ahead to two in the back with Tillman and Ilya and then Bogush ahead of them. That allowed them, I think, to control the ball a little bit more, and they really started to get on second balls. I think what we were seeing there was, to your point about them seeming like they might have been a little bit high, there was times where, like,
they oh, no. would get it. Don't know at that point.
Yeah. No, I mean, they would get – it's like they would get a toe to the ball, and then they wouldn't realize, like, oh, but I have to chase that. Like, do I need to go get that? And you know who loves that those type of moments are the red. Like they were playing against basically the worst team you want to be playing against and not be ready for that moment. But eventually, I think some solidity with Tillman and Ilya, and then they just started to win more second balls. And then the Red Bulls kind of were pegged back a little bit. And kind of, I think then they shocked the Red Bulls because Red Bulls are like, oh, they're awake. Okay, they actually are going to play this game.
To their credit, they really came out in the second half with a completely different energy, and the press was working early in the second half. I thought they really brought it in a way that, like, I was really happy to see that turnaround. I mean, the difference between this tie and the last tie is night and day for me. I was very disappointed after the last tie, and I am honestly thrilled after. Like, give it. I'm not happy with the way that we played.
They stole one here.
Really feels like they stole one. These last two games were both completely insane. Like, these were both completely insane matches.
Yeah.
But this one was, like, I don't know. This is, I mean, this is the best, the team with the most points in the league right now.
Yes.
I'm happy with that, especially given the way we were playing. I feel like right now is the time to kind of judge the team on their, like, health, like, the snapshot of their, how well they're doing and what's going on in general, as opposed to just, like, this particular match. But yeah, I don't know. We did also have some lineup changes, and it was, to me, that was kind of a mixed bag. Like, I know we called for it and we wanted it and we got it. I don't know if we fucked around and found out, but It feels a Bogusha. Little bit like that, but the little Bogusha also a little bit like, yeah, yeah.
We were saying
to give him a pass from the last game, but yeah, well, see, I also feel
is,
like.
But this is kind of his MO, and this is a little bit of what's like keeping him from that next level is he can have a great game, but then what do you do in the next game? Great players string these together. And I think Bogusha. Yeah. Yeah, has had moments where he's looked, you know, like he looked against Portland. And you're like, he's gonna go on. He's gonna take the next step, and then he has this game where it wasn't that he was bad. It's just the ball kept falling to him in advantageous spots, and he wasn't able to make anything of it. It was like, if you're gonna be the guy, you need to be able to make that sharper pass in that moment, that little bit of moment of quality. And like, he was solid otherwise, but in the moments where you just needed him to be that little bit better. He wasn't the quality he was against Portland. And like I said, mm-hmm. that's kind of the knock on him. He needs to be able to string these together and take that next step.
It's kind of amazing how many times our guys were in the spotlight and blew it. Yeah. I don't know how many games I can't think of another game where that happened as frequently as it did this time. Yeah. So do you want, real before you go, what do you think are the like winners and losers of the lineup changes?
Chanel.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I mean, loser right now is Bogusha because it's like, wait, we moved you back. You've been playing out of position. We moved you back into your position you prefer more, and you weren't able to be as effective. Yep. But with the way that the team looks, I mean, with the subs that they're having to make, I think he's going to get another shot. Kai Kamara also, maybe not to his fault because the team didn't really play through him, but like he didn't do anything for me in this game. Like had no effect on the game whatsoever. So it'll be interesting. How the injuries sort out. I mean, obviously, we hope Aaron Long's okay. That looked like a pretty rough injury and maybe out for a long time. You know, the fact that Tomas Angel plays with LAFC too, but then doesn't get in this game when Ordaz and Mueller do tells me that he's not close to being ready. So that's I think some people were talking about it in the chat. It's like, what is coming off the bench? And it seems like where we felt okay, like with getting Chanel and Kamara, now we feel bare again with one injury. And that's scary.
Well, part of you is like, it's exciting to see a completely new face and name coming into a game. And at the same time, it's like, are we at the point where someone I've never heard of has to come into this game? That's not great.
Yeah.
So we're back to feeling like it's a little thin and thinner because of the match. And to be honest, before we get into callers, I'll just state for the record the sad foot of Aaron Long sacrificing his body potentially for long term to save a goal, which ends up all being for naught. He's in so much pain. This happened right in front of our section. He was in so much pain that it took him long enough to get off the pitch that he was still there on the sidelines
when the goal was
in for him. Scores an own goal to make it clear to him that it was not worth shit to sacrifice his leg.
I didn't die for this.
Yeah, that was really rough. That was a very tragic moment. That was one of the sadder foots of my season. Really rough. And Segura, I feel like, was already kind of like, for me, a little bit on thin ice. Like, he just doesn't seem like super reliable. Game did not do him any favors there. So,
look, the injuries he's had, it's tough to come back from. And
he needs time still a little bit.
If he's not a half step behind, if he's not a full step behind, he's at least a half step behind. And obviously coming in and that happening doesn't do great for your confidence. So I feel bad for him. There's not a nicer guy on the team.
There's somebody who you like want to root for. There's nobody you want to root for more than him. So we will continue to do that. And hopefully he will keep getting better. And I think in the meantime, Chanel is like the reinforcements we need.
He is good, but if in fact Long is out for long term, then you need to seriously start looking at either the trade market. There's a couple weeks left in the window, or you need to find some kind of free agent. Because if he's out long term, I don't think I love Eddie, but I don't think he's going to be reliable. If he's going to have to play a lot of games in a short amount of time.
I know you got to jump at some point. We've got callers coming on. Do you want to stick around for callers? You got to jump. Do you want any parting words?
I don't have any parting words. I think we covered it. I think you've got this.
Plenty of people to talk to, and we've plenty more to cover in my notes here. So,
I apologize to the callers that I won't be on with them, but this is my first game of the season. I got to have a good time. So
let Vince have fun, people.
Yeah, let me have fun.
A little bit. Today of all days.
Yeah.
Okay.
My day.
Safe travels.
All right.
Happy Vince's Day, everybody.
Happy Vince's Day.
Okay. LAX Andy, you're on. Vince, get the hell out of here. LAX hey, Andy.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
Good. We've got a cool off walk here.
You know, you guys kind of touched on everything that I was kind of wanted to touch on. I think, you know, Happy Foot, Chanel, and I got to stop making, I promise I'm going to stop trying to make jokes about like Shaq or cannot. I thought he looked really great today.
You got to find it before you stop making it.
What's that?
You got to find exactly. a joke before you stop making it.
Exactly. That's why I just got to give up. I give up on trying. He looked great, you know, and at the even it was what did it was kind of a sad part at the beginning of the game. You know, they announced the players are like Maxi, and like half of us yelled out Crippo out of habit instead of Chanel. But yeah, I thought he looked great. We're talking about Mueller. I know you made the comment about you didn't want to compare him to Chiellini, and like fair enough, like let's not make comparison, but that's definitely something I heard from at least a couple people sitting around us. Was like it's nice to have somebody that can kind of like organize and distribute. So, look, I'm, you know, you could say you can see the glimpses. It reminds you to a certain extent. I'm not trying to draw that comparison exactly, but yeah, and you know the thing about, I don't know if y'all remember, you're talking about how crazy that game was. Like our first like two or three seasons, I feel like every game was insane. And that was like one of those like Diomande games where we would like score in like extra time, like the 94th minute of every game.
Yeah, we're back in that era. I mean, I think what that means is that we're not as strong of a team, and we have to accept that at this point. But yeah, I mean, I think the rub is that we were above our weight in tying Red Bull for what, as good or bad as that is, like that's the state of affairs, I think. So ultimately, I think it's kind of subjective. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
I mean, considering where we were in like, what, like the 86, whatever the hell, when they had scored their second goal and it was looking pretty dire. I'm feeling pretty good. This is one of those, you know, tie that feels more like a victory to a certain extent. I wasn't
definitely
feeling
more than the last one.
I wasn't feeling too. I feel like we responded kind of decently to the press at the beginning. And after Bwanga scored that, I think they scored. Everybody scored the first goal. I feel like our energy completely turned around. We look like quite a different team. But yeah, that's kind of everything on my end.
Right. Well, thanks for joining the show. I think it's a helpful perspective on. At least the positives that are coming out of this, I think this is ultimately, like I said before, like the difference between this match and the last one, both ties, but this one does. There's something good that comes that feels good about this. There's a lot of really iffy energy in the first half, and the second half felt really good. So thank you for joining us. Absolutely. As always.
Let Vince have fun.
Let's everybody hashtag let Vince have fun. Hire Vince, let him have fun. LAFC Luke joining us.
What's
are you
on mute?
Are you driving? Are you walking? What's happening? How are you cooling down tonight?
My husband is driving. We're going back home. I'm hoarse because I was cheering as loud as I could to get our guys over the line at the end there.
Oh, it worked.
That was, I like,
should we
last
credit
week
you with the victory?
Last week was a 2-2 draw that felt like a loss. This week was a 2-2 draw that felt like a win.
Yeah. Both kind of despite what feels like not great state of affairs for the team.
Yeah, I think we definitely saw like what a thin roster does today when, you know, we were starting with Aaron Long and Murillo is out with an injury and putting in Chanel, and then 5 minutes later Aaron Long is out and we've got Chanel and Eddie. Who, you know, Vince doesn't like Eddie, it sounds like, or at least is worried about him right now. I mean, Eddie, before all of his injuries, like, he was steady Eddie. He was, like, a solid guy in the back there. And, yeah, he's a little shakier, I think, tonight. But I don't fault him for that. He's not played a full 90 in forever.
So. Yeah, I think what we mentioned before, I think he just needs more time, which is tough because I think we need him to not need more time at this point. But he came in cold. He wasn't expecting to play in this match. So
I mean, given the way Aaron looked as he was limping off the field, I think it's Chanot and Segura for the next month at least, unless Murillo is able to come back. And that's kind of terrifying because there's no one else. So I don't know. I mean, like, that's I don't understand the construction of the squad this year. I just feel like, or I mean, Mueller, which, by the way, it's Mueller, not Mueller.
Thank you. Like,
you're welcome. There's an umlaut. You know, we're putting LAFC two players who are looking better in terms of generating an offensive opportunity than the guys who've been starting for us since February. So I don't know. It's like, it's definitely feeling like there's a lack of creativity happening right now. Just missed opportunities. But I don't know how else to say it. And I don't dislike Kike, by the way. Kike was working his butt off, but not generating much way of opportunities for himself.
Which, you know, that's kind of what I would have wanted him to do. Like, it's not working for himself. So I feel like to turn to, like, being, to kind of playing his role and distributing and doing what he can that isn't scoring goals, like, he focused on that stuff. And that's, like, exactly what I would have hoped he would do rather than just, like, being Sisyphus and just, like, not scoring. I can't fault him for that.
My sad foot is going to be Matty Bogush. I love Matty.
Vince.
Yeah, Matty, there was one chance in particular in the first half where, like, they had pushed all these guys forward and we were able to get the ball and turn it around, and, like, we had a huge numbers advantage, and, like, Matty just flipped it over. I just turned it over and it's like, "Oh," and it was just not crisp. It wasn't, there was no clear direction. It just, and this happened over and over, that was a more sort of egregious moment, but there were so many moments where I was just like, dude, scan the field, see where your options are. It just felt like he just seemed off a step. Happy foot. I mean, Chanot, especially those last like 10, 15 minutes, the dude was on fire. It was like he was going to put the team on his shoulders and carry us across the finish line. It's like, oh my God, this dude's going to like score a goal. He's going to do something. Like he was pushing so hard. So
Chanot came to LA and he booked himself a little audition. And I think he booked it. I think he got the part.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did for sure.
At least give him a call back.
I mean, as much as I didn't like that he didn't like have real shots on goal, Kike, he was forcing them to have to account for him, and he was running like crazy on the field. So I give him props. I wasn't like impressed with the scoring chances he generated because he didn't really generate much for himself, but he definitely was forcing the ball forward and making them have to hold him to account, which was lovely to see. So I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Thank you for joining us. As always, safe travels home.
Thanks.
On to the next one.
On to the next one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Jeff Tuck, heel of the foot, is here. Are you able to come on here? You're on the train. That's been an issue for you before. I know you have a lot of insecurities here. You're a little afraid to show yourself. I don't know. I'm getting a middle finger. Should I put you on the show? Are we good? Can you do this? What do you think?
How you doing, Dan? How you living, man?
Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the E line, so it's a little less sketchy than the A line.
just the old red line. So I'm sure the audio is great too, right, Darren?
It's actually not bad.
Good.
It's not bad.
So on to the really important event of the last couple of days, which is where are we all going to stay in Vegas? You think Travis's wife can hook us up?
I don't know. Travis, I would say Vegas is more Travis's home away from home.
Does Travis have the number one television show set in Las Vegas? I think he doesn't. You know what I mean? I think that's a Jet Fatsky issue. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. We'll see what we can do. I don't know.
I think it's definitely a
weekday game, which is not ideal for me, at least. Some people work normal hours. I don't know.
Tell you what, we'll Darren, see. You and me will cut out at lunch on that Wednesday. We'll drive over there. You know what I mean? It'll be good. It'll be a real body experience. You and me and Vince in the what do you drive, Darren?
These days I'm driving a Chevy Bolt.
Oh yeah. Oh, we'll get that juiced up right at lunch. You know what I mean? We'll take a stopover halfway.
Yeah, go to we'll need some stops.
It'll be good. It'll be real good. Is it the EUV or is it the EV, the Bolt?
The EV. It's not the EUV. It's used. Right, well, it's not. I got to. Yeah.
I mean, you got kids. You'd think you'd upgrade to the EUV, but not everybody loves their children. It's all right. You know what I mean?
Let's not go there. Well, any happy for yourself to add?
No, that game didn't happen. That game's fake. That wasn't a real game. Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I'd love to analyze this like it's real, but it's not the summer yet. Everything's going to happen this summer. We're going to get Drew. We're going to get another DP. Really?
So you're going to feel this way about every game until then?
It's all fake until the summer, man. For real. Like, if we're getting Olivia Giroud and we have another DP spot that they change the roster rules on account of Messi,
yeah.
Like, that's what the season is. The season is waiting and not falling so far behind that we can't make the playoffs a la Miami last year. It's hold on, stay in the playoffs. These guys will show up. You know, it'll be him and some European guy that we haven't even heard of yet. And maybe we'll ball out, you know? But we have
I believe that's Mueller.
Wow. Yeah, maybe we'll get the actual Mueller.
Look, I should be saying that that's a cop-out, but really I think that's a good I think that's a great way to be looking at this. It's like, if we can successfully tread water, that's really the question for every match here on out until then.
That is a very unexciting
It's thing to boring say for a show, yeah.
But this is what I'm going. This is how heel I'm going. I'm going to kill the podcast That's every true. Time I get out by telling
the ultimate heel of the butt move is to just kill the energy of any show that we could be producing from now until then.
Sandbag the show and demand that Travis's wife hook me up with shit in Vegas.
Fuck your show. No one. There's no reason to listen to this show. And also, can I get some kind of comp situation in Vegas?
I'm sure she got next to the Cosmopolitan. You know this shit at the Cosmopolitan. Let's get it, man. You know, I'm not asking for gaming chips. Just a room, man. Just a room.
Yeah, I don't know. Vegas can be pretty crowded these days. You never know. The rooms fill up pretty quickly. So
yeah, we'll tell you what. We'll split a room, Darren. You know, we'll split a room. You take one bed, I'll take the other bed. We'll put Vince on the floor. It'll be good. It'll be really good. You know what I mean?
Hotels always have a cot. When you need a cot, you can always request a cot. Okay. Here's a real life hack for you.
Absolutely.
I slept in a lot of cots growing up, going on family vacations.
That makes sense to me. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, you're breaking up because you're literally on the train. Any other happy puts or sad puts before you go?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fully losing you. And Jeff Talk, heel of the foot, becomes Joey Wimar. Well, thank you for joining us as always. I do think there are really a tale of two halves, that match. I'm going to check to see what else is going on in the chat here. We've got, thank you for hanging out with us. We haven't touched on it yet. Obvious happy foot. Bawanga, I'm going to cautiously say, is back. Is he back? Tell me if you disagree. I don't know. That's a brace. It counts. It does count. Rob Riley says Bawanga is mom. The question mark's important. Yeah, I mean, I love it. He needed those goals. He clearly was fired up at the second one. I shared video of him trying to fire up the crowd. This was a weird match because there were a lot of really dark and a lot of really bright moments that are all like in isolation for me and don't really connect with one another. The Bawanga was one of them. There was a moment where Palencia was firing up the crowd. I thought he was like fairly solid today too. Vince said earlier that Kamara didn't do much for him. I thought very early on in particular, but I agree with him past that, he looked very sure of himself and felt kind of dialed in. So I don't know that he had the best game ultimately toward the end, but I do feel pretty confident in him here on out. And then we've already talked about Chanel. It's interesting. We did fuck around. We did find out. And it, like I said before, it is kind of a mixed bag. Like, there are bright spots with these changes. Like, we did find out interesting things about good directions we can go in the future. Losing Long doesn't help, but I do think there's some happy foots that we could take away. There were moments where I think overall we really kept our composure, and like it did take legitimate effort and skill and talent to like come away with the tie, and that was really ultimately the big happy foot. There were moments we came out so strong at the beginning of the second half. It was a completely different team. There was a moment when, I think I have it in my notes, Hollingshead, 52nd minute, Hollingshead took a shot that was never going to go in. It was from plenty outside the box, but he took a shot, sailed over the net, and I just got the sense that it was like, we just needed to have taken that shot, and he realized that. He knew that, like, it was a while since we got a shot on goal. The energy was swinging into our favor, and he just needed to get that out. The crowd felt it, and it felt like it reinforced the momentum shift that was happening. And there were little moments like that throughout the game, both positive and negative, that were very unusual to me that really stood out. I'm looking at my notes. I felt like at the end of the first half, both teams were like surprisingly beatable and more beatable than the score suggested. We really shouldn't have been as beatable as we seemed in the first, especially in the first half, really both halves. But Red Bull didn't intimidate me as much as I expected. Like we could have, if we were stronger than we are, I have to accept that we're just not that strong, but like if we're stronger than we are, we could have beaten that team. And I think it speaks to the parity overall in the league. Obviously that's by design. There's insane rules that are requiring that. But like Jeff said, and like Travis mentioned on the preview pod too, if we can tread water, there isn't a team that's going to be running away with this and creating a huge gap for us to make up. So I don't know. We can stay within striking distance on the table. We can make the changes. We can get more and more comfortable with the lineups that we have. And really more and more experience with this squad can only help. I'm going to check into the chat here. I haven't had a chance to see what's going on here. Danny Tunup says, I really like Caselli on the first presentation. There you go. Black and gold. Phil, Darren, for real, how many beers you drink? You look buzzed, bro. Well, one. I'm feeling fine. I don't know. I think I always generally look. I have three kids. I sleep like 3 hours a night, guys. This is what you're getting. This is a tough one. Katie Clock says, sorry to say, but sad foot is that Ilya is washed. This was a tough match for him. I can't bring myself to agree with this particular statement, but I agree this was a tough match for him. That's as far as I can get right now. It's too sad to think of anything further. I don't think that that's true. He will never falter mentally. But yeah, he had some very rough moments. I should even cop to it. Like, even mentally, there was one pass I'm thinking of in particular that was like, he had the open field and really blew it. I can't think of when exactly that was. But yeah, I think he has time to turn it around. Let's see if he does. Well, let's leave it at that for now. People are, it's interesting. People are feeling pretty good about Oliveira tonight. I guess I don't know how long people will feel that way, but he didn't have many chances that he blew. He didn't create many chances. So I wonder, this version of Oliveira that like stays within himself and contributes in a lot of ways that aren't based on him having to finish. I think he bought himself a good match tonight. We'll see whether he can keep doing that and continue to earn everyone's goodwill. Because I don't know. At a certain point, like if you're not scoring goals, it's still a problem. Black and Gold feels this 1 point is better than zero. That might ultimately be what this all comes down to. Maybe this just is what it is. A very rare, poignant, and prescient commentary from Jeff Tocchio of the Foot. We're treading water very well right now. And maybe that's all we need, what we need to do. And we'll see what happens in the next one. We did draw the Vegas Lights for US Open Cup. That's coming up soon. We'll have a preview for that. We'll have a preview for our next MLS match, of course. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging out in the chat. Honestly, I love that you're going to have two back-to-back ties and one feels like a loss, one feels like a win. Just in the sense that it's a good argument to explain why it's worth digging into what's going on behind just the results and just what you see on paper or just casually watching these matches. So I think it's a good reason to dig in deeper and really get behind this team and keep watching and keep following along. We will have our preview pod up next week. Thank you for following along. If you want to become a friend of the foot, we had a last minute ticket giveaway tonight. We do that occasionally. Thank you to our generous benefactor who made that possible. We got a lot of other great stuff, great merch. Patreon.com/happyfootsfpod.com for the merch. Like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast. Do whatever you can to support us. Share it with a friend, rate us, review us, or tell us to fuck off. I don't care. Hope you enjoy it. Keep hanging out with us if you want. The more people that hang out, the better this gets. That's it for me, guys. I'll see you next time. Thanks, guys. I love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.